We've got Andre Swanston back with us in studio. Andre is the CEO of Connecticut Sports Group, which, of course, is in charge of Connecticut United Football Club. So the governor made a big decision last week. It was not in your favor. And now there are questions about if the stadium is still going to come to Bridgeport. What can you tell us?
Here's what I'll say. Michelle and I reside in Connecticut. We own all of our businesses in Connecticut. Several of our big investors either lived in Connecticut, grew up in Connecticut, went to school in Connecticut. So we are committed to bring Major League Soccer to Connecticut. That's right. What we always said. So Bridgeport was the location that we picked for many reasons. It's a great community that I think really needs a leg up and an opportunity for jobs and homes and private capital investment that it just has not seen in decades. And so we've spent a lot of time, 2.5 years. We've spent millions of our own personal dollars, not a penny of taxpayer money, to try to bring this to fruition. So, we can't guarantee that Bridgeport is going to be the location because the governor's, deciding to not support the project. Like we have been working with his administration to coordinate. But, we are committed to staying in Connecticut.
Yeah, and so I certainly knew you weren't leaving the state. But are you now having to kind of, because part of the reason that Bridgeport might have been off the table now is because we weren't just talking about a stadium, right? I mean, we were talking about a full blown, are we going to create housing? Are we going to create more business opportunity down there? I mean, that's kind of part of the story here as to why the stadium may not go to Bridgeport anymore, correct? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, you're absolutely correct. I think what's important for people to realize is that this project was always more than a stadium. This was about revitalizing one of the most economically challenged neighborhoods in the entire state, and a site that's nearly 20 acres of site that's been dormant, a kind of defunct old dog racetrack that's just been sitting there and a blight to the community. And so we got approved with our master plan to have over 1,000 mixed-use residential units, a hotel, a river walk to open up, the water, a community green, as well as a stadium. And one of the things that, there was a lot of challenges to begin with that people thought we wouldn't be able to overcome, that we were able to. And I'm really proud of what we accomplished. We were able to get Major League Soccer to agree to have, MLS Next Pro, which is like the AAA of Major League Soccer ecosystem in Bridgeport, Connecticut. That was a win. We were able to get the zoning approval. We were able to get unanimous bipartisan support in the state legislature for $190 million tax increment financing that allows us to raise more private capital but have some tax efficiency in terms of how we do it. We got one of the largest housing developers in the country to agree to do $500 million of housing investment in the state in Bridgeport, which is unprecedented, but it was contingent on the stadium. For them to take that risk in the city. And then we put up millions of our own dollars as well as got, 9 figures of private capital committed towards the stadium. Everybody stepped up. The city leaders, the city leadership, the city council, the mayor's office, the delegation, the trade unions. We had letters of support from other mayors because this is really more of a regional investment. Right,
because it's impacting the state.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's impacting the state, particularly New Haven County and Fairfield County. And so we had just broad support, bipartisan, which is, and everybody, even the Department of Economic and Community Development said that they made a recommendation to move forward with this project.
Like Dan O'Keefe and his team?
Yeah, but the governor said no.
What was the ask?
Yeah, so to be very clear. So the overall project was near $1 billion.
Yes.
When you took in consideration the infrastructure, the housing, the hotel, the team, because team you don't buy teams for free.
Right.
The team and his teams, because we also got approval for a women's professional team as well, as well as the stadium. The actual ask was about $127 million. And so, listen, that is real money. But I think what's really important for people to realize is that we spent more than that just last year, the state, to renovate the Excel Center or People's Bank Arena, at 80-something% private capital, public capital, sorry, very little private capital. Dunkin' Donuts is about that, $100 million or so, 100% publicly funded. The other soccer stadium in Hartford's 80-something% publicly funded. I knew getting into this, I'm very sober about this, I knew that I would not get the 80%, 90%, 100%.
But to get nothing
was
pretty shocking.
That everybody else has gotten in this state,
right.
I knew that. We don't have to get into why I knew that. But
right.
I went into this assuming that I would have to do more than others. And I also know that the Bridgeport in this part of the state normally gets per capita less investment than other parts of the state. So those two things of, you know, I knew that I was going to be the second youngest, you know, owner in the country, the only black owner in the country. And I was in one of the poorest neighborhoods in the country trying to make this happen. So I knew the level of support was not going to be the same. I was caught off guard after, you know, all the meetings with DECD, Department of Economic and Community Development, and the governor's office, and all the support. We had thousands of fan letters from all eight counties in support of the project. Like, I was caught off guard, and it was just a call on a, I was, you know, getting ready. It was like 3 o'clock on the holiday weekend, and I just got a call saying, hey, really sorry, governor doesn't want to do it.
Wow. So where are you looking?
So with that, listen, let me.
That's a lot. That's a loaded question
That's a lot. Here's what I will say.
Yeah.
A couple things. I took the weekend to like lick my wounds because I was really caught off guard.
Of course.
Right? But you know, like, this is, you want to play in the big boy leagues and be a pro sports owner and do things like that. Sometimes you take a loss, you lose millions of dollars. If you can't afford to lose millions of dollars, you shouldn't have played the game. So nobody's got to feel bad for me, right?
Right.
I'm more worried about the fans and the community and the opportunity for the state than myself personally. We've gotten outreach literally by Tuesday. We got outreach from other markets in other states saying, hey, we can support this. Because they now know, think about it, they're saying, wait a minute, they've got the private capital, they've got the rights to the team, they've got all these things like that. Connecticut just, you know, Baltimore is doing announced last week that Baltimore.
But you're not leaving Connecticut.
No, I'm not.
I'm just
giving an example of like all these other markets that are announcing $200 million, Boston, Massachusetts, $100 million, Rhode Island. So everybody around Connecticut is making their moves and going, and we're kind of just left, like, with no strategy, no vision of like how we compete for kind of keeping young youth and stuff like that. So we've also gotten outreach from other cities and towns within Connecticut as well to see if they can do something.
So the focus right now is, okay, so we may not have a location just yet for the stadium. However, we do have a current team, right? I mean, let's talk, Andre, about the successes right now of where we're at. You've got a head coach, you've got a team, and we know they're going to be playing in a matter of weeks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's we've been really fortunate in terms of our scouting department's done an amazing job. We've went out and got some of the best young talent from around the world. We've got collegiate All-Americans. We've got a lot of dual nationals that were playing in professional leagues in Europe that decided to come back home to the U.S. We've got some great Central American and South American players that are coming up. We've got a couple players on loan from other major league clubs. So we've put together, I think, a roster that reflects the state and that folks can be really proud of. We have our first game, our inaugural game, flying out to Cincinnati March 1st to play Cincinnati FC 2. And then our first home game is going to be April 11th here in Connecticut. And so all that information we'll be releasing next week. We are taking this team to the state to kind of galvanize the state around it and kind of starting our path towards MLS. And so we're going to be in Tallinn County, New London County, New Haven County, and of course in Fairfield County for matches.
And I think what's really smart on your part, Andre, was because there was always question of why didn't you call it the Bridgeport United versus Connecticut United? And to your point, this is really something that I think impacts the entire state of Connecticut versus just one city. So whether it is Bridgeport or somewhere else in the state, the idea of Connecticut United team being for the whole state, I think it's kind of neat for your inaugural season that you are kind of bouncing around to different counties to play games and to really expose the state to this team.
Yeah, we're excited about it. So regardless of the governor's decision, that was always going to be what happened in 2026, right? So even if he had supported the permanent stadium in Bridgeport, we still were going to play this first season going around the state. So nothing has changed relative to those immediate plans, and we're pumped.
So if people want to see the schedule, because as you mentioned, the first home game is April 11th, and if people want to see the schedule where games will be closest to them or what stadiums you're going to be at, is that all on your website?
Yep. CTUnited.com has the schedule, and we'll start announcing venues. And next week we'll do the kit and jersey reveal and sponsors and a whole bunch more. So
that's exciting. And as far as the stadium is concerned, we have the money for the stadium, but we don't now have a location, right? We're sort of that's kind of not that that's going to stop the team and obviously the fandom, but that's, I don't, does that kind of, where's that timeline now? Because originally we had sort of said we could maybe see this by halfway through the 2027 season, but this now kind of puts a little bit of a damper on that timeline, I would think.
Correct. Yeah. So the governor's decision definitely delays the timeline for the permanent stadium because of all the work that we've already done. We would have to potentially do over somewhere else. But yeah, we have private capital in place, and it's really more kind of the infrastructure, right? The parking garage, across the street, the sewage, like all that stuff that we may have to figure out in another location, unfortunately.
No, that's, I appreciate your candidness on this. And again, Andre Swanston, the brainchild behind bringing real professional soccer to Connecticut, the CEO of Connecticut Sports Group, which again is in charge of Connecticut United Football Club, which by the way is the fifth independent professional men's soccer club in MLS Next Pro. And so we will get more detail certainly on the team. You were saying there's going to be an announcement when?
Wednesday of next week.
Okay. Fine. I'll mark my calendar. Andre, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And I'm excited to hear more about the team in the coming days.
Awesome. Have a good one.